Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year will be special schus for Rabbi Naaman Rasi Shiyichyu. Schus for Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Rabbi David Avraham, Naomi Sarah, Bnei Marcia, and Miriam. Baruch Hava Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem. And we're learning a tshuva from the great Gaon of Tuvya Yehuda. Guten Tag, Tuvyoimi, Guten Tag, a good day, Tuvyoimi. Also a good day, he praises his name after he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was a great Rav now based in Poland. Simon Chav Zayin of the Sefer Eretz Tova, he says that a few days before Rosh Hashanah, an acquaintance of his invited the Rav to be a sandik at his son's bris. And the child had been sick, and they had said that the day of the bris milah is going to be on a Tuesday. It's going to be the day before our Rosh Hashanah. And he was maftzir bi, he entreated me, beseeched me to come at a certain time. Zain azayger, v'zayin debris from mein zin, ich beit from the rov, to kimen, however he said it. And the rov agreed. And then when he left, he remembered there's a tashbitz of tzemach. Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, a great Rav now in Algiers, from the years he was born in 1361, was Nifter in 1444. It's a Rikhus Yamim for those times. So he says that you're not allowed to do Bris Milah on Thursday. Milah Shalom Bismana on Thursday, if it's not the proper time. Because you end up having Milchal Shabbos on the third day, that's the dangerous day. That's when you have to boil water to wash the child, because it's dangerous for him. So you're going to be in Michal Shabbos on the third day, so you're now going to do the Bris Milah on Thursday. And here we're dealing with a child that was sick, so it's going to end up being that this was the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, come tois, it's going to be involve planning out to be Michal Shabbos, Michal Yom Tov. Just like he says it about Shabbos, maybe the same thing applies to Yom Tov. You're now allowed to do Bris Milah 3 days before. So here, the Bris is supposed to be on Sunday, and Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. He said, how can I do the Bris Sunday? How can we do the Bris Sunday when it's going to end up involving Chil Shabbos afterwards? And this is a sick baby, so you have to push it off until afterwards. So I was ma'ayin in this halacha, if it's okay to do a bris milah the day before Rosh Hashanah, the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I came out with the following, Baruch Hashem, with Zeicha, that instead of just keeping it in his mind, he wrote it down, he put pen to paper, and he told us what chedushim came out from his, from this case. So this Rashbitz is brought in the Shach, in Yerudei Reisam Chavav, that according to the Balaam Or, who explains that you're not allowed to go on a ship. Now they're going on a journey in a ship within 3 days of Shabbos because it's going to have to be Michal Shabbos, and it looks like you're making it tonight. You're making a precondition, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. So therefore, you're also not allowed to be Malagari, says, on Thursday. It's going to become because it's Yishlishi Lemila, is going to be on Shabbos. You're not going to be Michal Shabbos. That's the Tashbitz. So to a Tinoch that got sick, you can't do the Bris Milah on Thursday. You're going to end up having to be Michal Shabbos. So you wait until tomorrow, you wait until Friday. The Shach is Tamei. He says, I don't understand. The Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go on a journey on a ship. You're allowed to be Maflik B'Sfina. Here also is a Tzarech Mitzvah. You're allowed to do the Bris Milah. Not only that, but the Tashbitz holds you wait until the next day because he holds you only Michal Shabbos on the third day of the Milah. But according to the Rav HaMagid, in the second barak of Hilchos Shabbos, in the name of Tzas Mefoshim, in the name of Rashba and Ramban, that even Sheni Lemila, your Michal Shabbos, he's also considered Mesukkah on Sheni Lemila. And so to Das Haramba. So we have to say that Mila Shaloi Bizmana Shachol B'Yoyim Hei is Nidcha until Sunday. And that can't be. Why not? Because we learn in the letter to Mila that sometimes Mila is on the 8th day, sometimes Mila is on the 9th day, sometimes 10, 11, 12. No more, no less. And then the Gemara tells us, if you know that Ben Ashmashas, then you do it on the 9th day, etc. And then it gets to the 12th that it's Chol Shnei Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah and Yimol Yud Beis. If, let's say, he's born Ben Ashmashas, So Bein Hashmash is a Safek Yom Safek Laila. So it could be it's the previous day, but you're not sure. So, because it could also be Shabbos, but you can't do the Bris Milah on Shabbos Misafek. So Shabbos is already possibly the ninth day. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is next day, Sunday, Monday, 10 and 11. And then you're doing it the next day on the 12th. But according to the Tashbis is right, then the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Because then it'll come out that you're doing the Bris Milah on the 15th. So then in our case, he was born on Sunday. So you can't do the Bris Milah on Sunday. I mean, let's say he's born on Sunday. So you can't do the Bris Milah on Sunday for Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday. Nor if he's born on Monday. He also can't do it because it's within 3 days. So if let's say he's born on Sunday, then the next Sunday you can't do it because it's within 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's the eighth day. Monday is the ninth day. Tuesday is the 10th day of Rosh Hashanah. Wednesday is the 11th day of Rosh Hashanah. So you can't do it. Thursday is the 12th day. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you can't do it. Friday is 13. Within 3 days of Shabbos, he can't do it. Shabbos is 14. Shabbos, he can't do it. And then Sunday, 15. So you have a case of 15. The Shach says that the Tashbits can't be. That's Kenizai. That it's going to be 15. If I'm not mistaken, that's his cheshbon, how you get to 15. But it comes out that if you say that you're not allowed to do a bris milah 3 days before Shabbos or Yantif, so then it'll come out to case where Bris Milah is down on the 15th day. So Mikoyach Zeh Docho Hashach Divrei HaTashbits. It's going to come out, it'll be on the 15th day, and you can't have that. The Mishnah says you can only do it. It's only going to be a case in Halacha on the 12th day, but not on the 15th. U'mashenir lani yuzdaiti l'kayim Divrei Chachomim Ichol Zogen Azoi. In order to be Mekayim, the words of our sages who tell us, the Tashbits being our sage, who tells us this Yisoid, that you're not allowed to do Bris Milah within 3 days. So here he has a pilpul, which at the end he concludes, V'zeh nechmad v'chorif, and it's be'emes nechmad v'chorif. So he says as follows, Medav Halkenkop, the Ramban, in the Sefer Emuna, Ubitochen, writes that the reason Shabbos is Lav Zman Tfilin, V'nitcha Ois Tfilin Mipnei Ois Shabbos, L'fi Shekvar Hitchila HaShabbos B'Shah She'ein Mitzvah Tfilin Ayheges, V'hi Balayla, V'kevan She'etchila Mitzvah Shabbos Koidem, Ein L'tchoyse Mipnei Acheres. You know why Shabbos is not Zman Tfilin? And the Ois of Tfilin is pushed away because of the Ois of Shabbos, because Shabbos already started before Tefillin was Noeg. Shabbos already Friday night, Tefillin's only Shabbos day. So Shabbos came first, so Tefillin is pushed away. See, a similar idea in Mark, cut in 14. According to this, the Leil Hay on the night of Thursday night, Mila Shalei Bismana hasn't started, the mitzvah hasn't started. Be paskin even meal shaloi bisman is only be yom. Has to be done by day. Chiyuv Shabbos already started on Wednesday. Yom Dalit. So Shabbos already started from Wednesday. It's Gimel Yom Lifnei Shabbos, already Shabbos starts. And therefore, you don't do the Bris Milah on Thursday. Because the Chiyuv Shabbos already started Wednesday. Wednesday, you already have to start worrying about Shabbos. So comes Thursday, Thursday beats Shabbos. Shabbos beats Bris Milah. Because already on Wednesday, you're already thinking about Shabbos. And the Bris Milah is only on Thursday, and that's going to cause a Chilul Shabbos. So Shabbos beats, just like Shabbos beats Tefillin. Because Shabbos is already at night, Tefillin's only by day. So through Shabbos beats the Bris Milah. Omnam, quote Kedushas Moran Rashke Behad, Misochet Shav, Zechat Tzadik, Zchus Yogen Aleinu, Zechat Tzadik, Devrach, Besifra Yokor, Avnei Nezer, Yoradeh Hashem Mem. So we have a tshuva in hand from Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was the Ru, was the Rebbe, the teacher. The Rebbe was a Ger Chosid. Rav Gutentag was a Ger Chosid. But his Rebbe in learning was the Sochet Shav. He learned by the Sochet Shav when he was young. He was a little boy, and the Malandim couldn't keep up with him. He was like 11 years old already. They didn't know enough around to teach him, so he had to go learn by the Sochet Shav. So he brings down his Rebbe in Avnei Nezer and Yeredei and Simon Shin Mem, who brings the Divrei HaRokeach, the Mila Shaloi Bezmano, Havei Tashlumen L'Yoyim HaShmini. But the Mila Shaloi Bezmano is a makeup for the eighth day. Mila Shaloi Bezmana is a makeup for the eighth day. He didn't do it on the eighth day, I have to do it later. And he was bothered from a choyle b'yom hashmini. There's no chiyuv. Like we see in Psochim and in Yivam HaSamach Dalet, Chazi the Sharis Yisur v'sakonta, Rashi says that Mila Shaloi Bezmana is not, there's no mitzvah. If you're dealing with a choyle, nifka l'gamrei mitzvah yom hashmini, there's no mitzvah. So how are your mom? The whole Mila Shaloi Bezmana is mitzvah tashlumin, but on the eighth day you weren't chayiv. If you're not chayiv on the Yikr day, there's no tashlumin. Azoyot gefrekt, the heilig Avnei Nezer. He answers that the chiyuv Mila Shaloi Bezmana kishi yavri hu mitzad mitzvah is based in. Sheish mitzvah al Beis Din Lamul. There's a mitzvah on the Beis Din to do the Bris Milah. From the pasuk of Himo Lachem Kol Zachar. In Achinami, when it comes to the Mila Shaloi Bezmana, it's mitzad mitzvah's Beis Din. The father had no obligation. Has no obligation because he was patur on the eighth day. And now the father is doing it, mitzad mitzvah's Beis Din. Whoever does it, the Beis Din does it, but there's no mitzvah on the father anymore because he wasn't chayv on the eighth day. So that's all by Mila Shabiloi Bizmano, that he was choyle b'shmini. Like Sheyavri, there's a new chiyuv of mitzvah's Beis Din. Avo b'noi lad bein hashmashois. When someone is born, Bein Hashmashos, that you are not allowed to circumcise him on the eighth day. It's at Safek Yisrael Shabbos. He's born Bein Hashmashos on Friday. So maybe he's Chayv in Milan Shabbos, maybe he's not. Hare ein chisaron begufu shel yelet. Hak machmas Yisrael Shabbos. There's no chisaron to etzim in the guf hayelet. The chisaron is in the time. As we see in Tosfos in the beginning of Chagiga. Who says that if you're not able to be oil the regal out iser zman, that's not called that you're on chayiv. You are chayiv. It's just an external impediment. But you're really chayiv. And therefore, even if you're not, if you can't be oil the regal and first day of Yom Tov, but you could do it further because you don't say the rest are tashlumen of the first day, and there, and you couldn't do it on the first day because the first day was only Aser Mitzvah Zman. Because Zman Goyre, it's talking about Yom Tov or Shabbos. So Mikol Shekein, Kevin Davarak Sofik Yisr Shabbos, Lo Nitcha B'Shmini. So, no, no, no. If it's only a suffik Yitzri Shav, it's only a suffik in this man, not in the goof of the person, like a chiger, he's patur on the first day, a lame person, so he's patur the rest because he doesn't have tashlum, he wasn't chayv on the first day because of the problem with his body, but the problem with his man. Problem with Zman. As Yishlanu, as Betzim Uchayav, like Yish, Miniyach Chitzonit, there's an external impediment, but he's really Chayav. And certainly, if he's not doing the Bris Milan Shabbos Al Tzofik, we don't say that Betzim he wasn't Chayav on the first day he was. And therefore, Shabbos is going to be a, and Sunday is going to be a Tashlumin for the eighth day. There is going to be Tashlumin. Because he only didn't do it on the eighth day out Suffolk. But it could be that you were really Chayiv. The impediment is only because of the time. There is Tashlumin. Because you were Chayiv at the Yikr time in theory. Just couldn't do it because of the Suffolk. So based on this, Farenfer, the Kashiv, the Shach, Dafka by a choile, shenisrape biyim hey, you don't do the bris milah on Thursday. Because Chiv Shabbos already started Wednesday, like we said. Mitzvah milah came later. Because now that he got better, the Chiv only starts now. The Chiv mitzvah was mischadish now. Aval ben Mishneh. And we said that Mila can be even up until the 12th day because of Sveikis. But according to the Cheshman we made before, it can even end up being if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you're now allowed to do Brit Mila 3 days before, then it comes out that you can even have, can even end up being 15 days. If I'm understanding the Shach correctly, if he's born Sunday, and then the next Tuesday and Wednesday are Rosh Hashanah, so you can't do it on the eighth day because within 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. 9th, 10th of the kitzur, you can't do it the whole week because you're always within 3 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you have to do the next week on Sunday. The Shach says it can't be within 3 days, you can't do the bris because then the Tashbitz would be against the Mishnah. The Tashbitz can't be against the Mishnah. In the Mela, it's not true. You're allowed to do the bris middle within 3 days. That's the Shach's kasha. But now we're saying no, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where it is a we're not doing the Bris Milah because of Sveikis. If he's born on Thursday, then you don't do the Bris Milah on Thursday. Because of Chiyuv Shabbos that precedes it is on Wednesday. And Mitzvah Milah comes afterwards. So that's a Cholish and Srape Biyoim Hei. If this sick person got better on Thursday, then you don't do the Bris Milah then. Why? Because we already had a Chiyuv Shabbos on Wednesday. That's it onto the Bris Milah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you have Sveikis because of Bein HaShemashos. So the Bris Milah you're doing is Mitoras Tashlum and Dishmini. It's Tashlum from the eighth day. If he's born Bein HaShemashos on Friday, and then the next, and then the week later is Rosh Hashanah. So you keep having to push it off because of Shabbos. And then Sunday, Rosh Hashanah, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, so you have to push it off till the 12th day. But there, it's a tashlumin for the eighth day, for Shabbos. Couldn't do it on Shabbos because of Safek. That's in Yerachayim, like we said before. Because man, Gori Meister, but that's in Yerachayim on the eighth day. So, Adarav, Chagav Nechiyuv Mila Koidem, Shechiyuv Mila Chol B'Sheni. V'v'tashlum en l'achiv v'akoydem. Az mutu shapri lovu gam b'yoyim hei. L'achiv mi l'akoydem. So the Metzias the Shach is apparently talking about is when he was born Sunday, but it might also have been Monday. Because it was Ben Hashmashas. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, a case of Ben Hashmashas. So you have Sunday, but it might also be Monday he was born. You're not sure. So when do you end up doing the Bris Milah? You end up doing the Bris Milah, you chayv the next Monday. You have Rosh Hashanah. You have Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday. So how are you going to do the Bris Milah on how are you going to do the Bris Milah on Monday? Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday and Wednesday. And you can't do the Bris Milah on can't do the Bris Milah on Monday. And even if the baby, I think even if it's not Ben Hashmashas, right? If the baby's born Sunday, and Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, Wednesday, so it's also within 3 days. So the Bris Milah you can't do Sunday, it's within 3 days. And anyway, he's born, let's say Safek is born Ben Hashmashas, Sunday, Monday. So if that's true, then you can't do it on Sunday. Anyway, it might be Sunday might still be the seventh day. Can't do a Monday, it's within 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. Can't do a Tuesday, it's Rosh Hashanah. Can't do a Wednesday, it's Rosh Hashanah. Can't do a Thursday, it's within 3 days of Shabbos. You can't do a Friday, it's within 3 days of Shabbos. Can't do it Shabbos, it's Shabbos. To do it Sunday, that's 15 days. Because he might have been born the previous Sunday. It was also Monday, but it was Sunday. 15 days? No! In such a case, you would do the Bris Milah on Thursday. Why it's within 3 days of Shabbos? The answer is that he was already mischayev on Monday. Where this Thursday is a tashlumen for Monday. And since this Thursday is a tashlumen for Monday, you can do the Bris Milah. Because the Monday preceded Wednesday. When do you have to start preparing for Shabbos? Wednesday. So normally, don't do the Bris Thursday because Wednesday beat it. And Wednesday, you have to already start preparing for Shabbos. That's when a chayla was misrape to do the Bris Milah on Thursday. You can't do it because on Wednesday, you already have to start worrying about Shabbos. But in our case, we're not talking about a chayla that was misrape. We're talking about with Sveikus, where he was born. This is between Sunday and Monday. Now you have to wait 15 days. You think you have to wait 15 days? No, you don't. Because already Monday he was chayv in principle to the Bris Milah, which is doichit because of the zman, not because of the baby. It's doichit because of the zman. But now comes Thursday. Thursday is already a makeup for, since the chiyuv already started to worry 3 days before, so the chiyuv to Shabbos starts on Wednesday. But here, the Chi of Mila started Monday because the Thursday is a makeup for Monday. Since he's already has to worry about the Bris on Monday, that beat Wednesday. So now Mila beats Shabbos. When does the Tashbit say that you can't do the Bris Mila within 3 days of Shabbos? When he gets better. Chodesh and Esrape. Ragir, there you have to already start worrying about Shabbos on Wednesday, so don't do the Bris Mila on Thursday. Shabbos beats Bris Mila, just like by Tefillin. We saw that tefillin's deicha, Shabbos deicha tefillin. Shabbos came first. So to hear, the Shabbos came before the Bris Milah. But here, we're talking about a case where you really chayav the Bris Milah on Monday, you just have to push it off, and so then you can already do it on Thursday. Because since the chiyuv, it's the tashlumen for the Monday, so then that's before Wednesday usually. Monday is usually before Wednesday. So in Mele, you can do the Bris Milah on Thursday, and it's not called being deicha Shabbos because the chiyuv preceded the Chiyuv of Shabbos. Chiyuv Bris Milah was already started Monday. And the Chiyuv to worry about Shabbos only starts Wednesday. So maybe on Thursday, after Rosh Hashanah, you can perform the Bris. It's not a kasha on the Tashbits that will be against the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is not talking about a Chilish and a Slape. It's talking about where it's pushed off because of Shabbos, because of Yom Tif, because of Safek Ben Hashmashas. And yet in that case, you don't have a case of 15. In our case of Rosh Hashanah being Tuesday, Wednesday, it wouldn't be 15 days. would only be Thursday, would be the 12th day if the child was really born on Sunday. The Taj was not talking about a kid who got better, but not a healthy child. And then if you want to say, oh, so why doesn't the Mishnah say a case of a choyla? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that case, raise a choyla, and it could be the 15th day? I want to talk about a case where the child's a choyla. Not the 15th day, you could do it a year later if the child's a choyla. So Tashbis wasn't talking about the mission scenario, B'chal. That was talking about a kid's a choyla. Kid is a choyla, the mission's not talking about that. That's not 15 days, a year. Tashbis says, a kid's a choyla, don't do it on Thursday. That's not what the mission's talking about. The mission's talking about where you have up until 12 days, it's talking about where the child's not a choyla. So where the child is a choyla, don't do it on Thursday, because the Achiv Shabbos already started Wednesday. If you're going to say to me that if you're not allowed to do a bris milah on Thursday, then you have a scenario of 15 days, nah, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. That's a case of a... It's not the case of the Tashbits. Because you don't have a scenario where the child is a healthy baby, it's not going to be 15 days. Because if it comes out Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday, Wednesday, then you're really doing the bris milah on Thursday, because the Chiv already proceeded on Monday. In the scenario of the Mishnah, it would only be 12 days. It wouldn't be 15. Hashem Kanan, this is Hatajbis, talking about where the baby is sick. Don't do the bris milah on Friday. The Mishnah's B'chal on Thursday. The Mishnah's B'chal not talking about that. About that case. And he says, wait a second, it's Dvar Mitzvah. So it's just like a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be maflik 3 days before Shabbos. So for Dvar Mitzvah, you should be allowed to be Bris Mila. No, Zeno, the Shamayim Mitzvah Shichiyuvis, Mikoidem. You had to travel to Eretz Yisrael. That already started before that Mitzvah. Parnosa is also a Mitzvah. Yivrecha Hashem Uberecha B'chol Asher Taseh. The Mitzvah Parnosa. Oisit staka b'chol eis is somebody who supports his family. What? It's not a mitzvah to support your family. Avadin avadit it's a mitzvah to support your family. So Memela, when he's traveling within 3 days of Shabbos, that chiyuv already started earlier. It started before Wednesday. Since that chiyuv started before Wednesday, Memela, it's Derech HaShabbos. It's the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. How are you doing Tztaka B'chol Eis when you support your kids? B'chiyev Shalasei Tztaka B'chol Eis. Derech was saying to B'yavna, M'lelez, Zad Zon, B'nu B'noitz V'Shem K'tanim. How gavaldic is that? So there, the chiyuv started earlier. That's why you're allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos, because it's not that you're masna lechal Shabbos already. It's not that Shabbos beat the chiyuv. The chiyuv parnasa or the chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael beat Shabbos. Chiyuv Shabbos only starts Wednesday. But here, his chiyuv already started before Wednesday. It's already then he was already chayav to go to Eretz Yisrael or to support his family. So when it's talking about taking a ship journey on a mitzvah, vada, if our mitzvah allowed to be maflik within 3 days of Shabbos because the chiyuv started before. But a cholish and a srape is a mitzvah she'eschatcha now. Only now there's a chiyuv to mull the child on Thursday. Oh, that you don't do within 3 days of Shabbos? Why b'chlal, I'm saying, even for a mitzvah kala, you're allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. How can that be? It's not more chomer than Shabbos. The answer is because the chiyuv of the mitzvah kala preceded Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to be mafleg the Sfina. So that's miyashiv, the kashas of the shach against the tashbits. So again, a child who was misrape, and that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a kid who was misrape, and they were koivei the bris mila, and yom shlishi. And that was within 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. So, Rav Tevyoimi, Rav Gutentug Tevyoimi wanted to know, is he allowed to be a sannik for such a bris? Is it a bris of het or a bris of iser? So in the meantime, we got that the tashbits is correct. You're not allowed to do a bris within 3 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. We understand the svara. Because if it's Thursday or Friday, the chiyuv of Shabbos already is Wednesday, so you can't do the bris milah. He holds the problem is Thursday because it's, you know, you're going to do the rechitz on the third day milah. Others who hold even within 3 days, so even if you can't do it Friday. So what is the maskana? So for that, if God gives us life and health, it's Hashem. In a future share, we will talk about what his conclusion was. Very, very exciting. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this year. Shalom, shalom.